second-guessing law enforcement. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. State leaders in Texas are outraged that law enforcement officers didn't go after the school shooter in Uvalde right away. Instead, the officer in charge during Tuesday's shooting spree directed officers to wait for about an hour.
Of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
Stephen McCraw is director of the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Texas DPS says while this was happening, 19 officers stood in the hallway trying to figure out a way to get inside the classroom where the shooter was barricaded. They say more than 45 minutes go by until Border Patrol agents show up with a master key to open up the classroom door where the suspect was then shot and killed.
Fox's Jeff Paul. The oldest victim to die in the Buffalo supermarket shooting is being laid to rest. Ruth Whitfield was 86. Vice President Kamala Harris is there. The rampage earlier this month left 10 people dead. It's not a time to sit on the sidelines. That advice was given to graduates at the University of Delaware from President Biden, who delivered the commencement address.
The next 10 years of your life are going to determine what the next 50 years of this nation are going to look like. We're at one of those inflection points in history where things are changing so fundamentally that we have to act.
Biden graduated from the university in 1965 with a double major in history and political science. As Russian forces advance in eastern Ukraine, Russia's president is insisting that European countries stop sending Ukraine weapons. He also wants sanctions halted. Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with the leaders of Germany and France. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's getting loud in the nation's capital. Thousands of motorcyclists are in Washington for an annual event marking Memorial Day.
This weekend can be very uncomfortable for a lot of people. It's not Veterans Day. We're not celebrating and not saluting the veterans. We're talking about those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Over a million Americans have been killed fighting America's wars, about half of those during the American Civil War.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The ride through Washington, D.C. is scheduled for Sunday. In addition to never forgetting America's prisoners of war or those missing in action, organizers hope to raise awareness about the veterans who die of suicide each day. The fuel those motorcycles are burning is costing more. Overnight, the national average for a gallon of regular increased to $4.60. A jury in Virginia that listened to weeks of emotional and explicit testimony has the weekend off. Deliberations in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial will resume on Tuesday.
Jurors have a mountain of evidence, including text messages and photos, to go through as they deliberate a verdict in this case. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million over a 2018 op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post, describing herself as a domestic abuse survivor. Even though Depp's name is not mentioned in the article, he says it damaged his career. Depp denies abusing Heard. His attorney called Amber Heard a liar and asked jurors to reject her claim.
Fox's Christina Coleman. The first tropical storm of this year's Pacific hurricane system is swirling off the coast of southern Mexico. Forecasters say Agatha is expected to become a hurricane as it heads northward and inland. Landfall could come by Tuesday, and by then the storm could be packing winds of 100 miles an hour. Life-threatening flash flooding is also possible. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.